Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Their kicking game problems, for right now, are gone. I'm not ready, like everybody else seems to be, to just put in Sharpie that they have solved the kicking dilemma and that Austin Seibert is the long-term answer. I am ready to crown him king of the day. I am ready to tell him congratulations on winning the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week award and for setting the franchise record with 7 field goals and for being one of 9 kickers in league history who's ever made 7 field goals in a game. But they were all chip shots. His long was of 45. All of the other kicks were from extra point distance
and in.
So my point is not to say that that's not an accomplishment, because anything could go wrong around these parts.
We've seen it.
We know it can. A snap can be bad. A hold can be bad. You know, there could be a procedural issue, and you had a re-kick, and now you're out of whack. 7 for 7, no matter what the distance is a win. It's a big deal. But I think 2 things can be true. One, he had a great game, and I'm very happy for Austin Seibert. It's a funny league. 1 week ago, the story is they don't have a kicker. They were 0 for 2. This week, the guy comes in and goes 7 for 7. But I'm going to reserve some judgment before I break out my pen to put him down on the depth chart for the remainder of 2024.
So we're going to talk about this a bunch when it comes to the rest of the league and passers, but it's, again, context matters so much. The rest of the league, it's now just mundane 56 yards, wind here, there, and everywhere. You know, 58, 59 yards, just a normal thing. Not as fault he wasn't asked to do that yesterday. All he did was make every kick he was presented. Let's see what we're talking about in a couple weeks when he's got to make that 52-yarder or, you know, the opposite hash mark that he likes on a clutch moment from 48 or 49 with the wind doing some weird stuff at some kind of road stadium. TBD on that, but all you can do is what's in front of you, and he crushed it yesterday. Deserved the game ball. That was really cool.
I was texting with a buddy. Mark Mosley was the MVP of the league, which, by the way, in and of itself, again, is just so hilarious. And I love Mark Mosley. He gave me 5 guys.
He invented 5 guys.
But he was the MVP of the league in the early 80s. His long that year was 48. He never attempted a 50-plus yard field goal. 10 years ago, in 2014, the longest field goal of the season that was made was Neil Rackers. Do you remember Rackers?
Arizona.
Yeah, from the Cardinals. Yeah. He used to kick bombs. He had like the biggest leg. It was a 55-yard field goal. There was one of those all season. If you were making 52 and 53-yard field goals 10 years ago, you were the dude. Right now, the kicker for the Cowboys, Brandon Aubrey, lined up for a 71-yarder, and everyone's going, he's got a chance to
he's
make
got
it.
A shot in warmups. He was hitting from 72.
It might actually happen. Like, there has been no bigger change in the game, in my opinion, over a decade. You and I are, it's weird to be old enough to kind of see something change this dramatically.
Yeah.
But from when I was a kid, and if beyond 45, you were taking your risks. Now, if it's 56 or in, you should be hitting that at like a 75-80% clip. And last night, again, Kaimi Fairbairn and Cairo Santos in the Sunday night game with the Texans and the Bears. Everybody does. Nobody misses from 50 to 55. It is nuts, to your point. But I digress.